It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh my goodness. Sorry about being late today. It is June 10th, and it's 1906 UTC. What? How can we operate our clocks when the host for the radio show is this late? I'm very sorry. At 2 minutes before the hour, when I was closing down my workstation to come over here, a co-worker sent me a message with some urgent work request. Specifically, they couldn't access... Anyway, it doesn't matter. It was some fun with Git, and so I had to try and remember Git commands. It was challenging because I get put on the spot like that. But anyway, it's June 10th. That means it's Thursday. It's beer day. I'm not going to be stressed. I'm not going to let it stress me out. I am, however, going to launch Calm. So all you do that is SSH over to SDF. So I'll just go ahead and do that. SDF.org. Hit enter. Go ahead and put in my YubiKey pin. I use a YubiKey for all my SSHing. Then we just go over here. Once you're in, you just go ahead and type com, C-O-M, and you press G for go to, and then a non-radio, all lowercase. And then just like that, you'll see the cool banner, and you'll be in. Boom. And then we're here. And you get to hang out with cool people like Ratsu and Northern Lights and Publius, live streaming on TubeNix after the DGC. And Stug's here, understanding the joys of working and having coworkers. It's not their fault. I'm taking a break from work to do this show, so I got it. Hey, fully vaccinated Northern Lights, even better. Okay, well, we total.ly from Libya, no less. Okay. Fastly. All right. It's a self-hosted enterprise instance, so no problems with Fastly there. Okay, well, even though we're late, we're going to have to try and run it through anyway. And that means that we start the show the way we almost always start it.
World news.
That's right, with the world news. Let's go ahead and pull our timer up. We've got 21-ish minutes, so let's go ahead and scoot our timer up so that we have... There we go. It may cut me out early, but at least we won't go long. Oh, man. All right. Hold on.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Threat of sausage war looms as UK and EU talks over North Ireland's trade deal stall. What? A sausage war? That's right. A top European Union official said Wednesday that Britain could face retaliatory tariffs or other sanctions after talks failed to resolve an increasingly heated dispute over implementation of their post-Brexit trade deal in Northern Ireland. Mero Sefcovic, the EU's chief negotiator, said the relationship between the two sides had reached a crossroads amid... makes me think they're playing swords. Amid the UK's continued failure to live up to its obligations under the Brexit agreement. Trust, which should be at the heart of every partnership, needs to be restored, Sefcovic told reporters after the talks. That is the EU approach and the EU preference. If the UK were to take further unilateral action over the coming weeks, the EU will not be shy in reacting swiftly, firmly, and resolutely to ensure that the UK abides by its international law obligations. By calling it a sausage war, it kind of gave this whole story a bit of some sexual undertones that I'm not fully comfortable with. Sefcovic met with his British counterpart David Frost amid rising tensions over provisions of the Brexit deal that essentially created a regulatory border between Northern Ireland and the rest of the United Kingdom. That angered many pro-British residents of the territory who reject anything that threatens their status as part of the UK. The so-called Northern Ireland Protocol was designed to protect the peace process, thereby ensuring that trade with the Republic of Ireland continued to flow freely after Britain left the EU. To do so, the protocol required Britain to conduct regulatory checks on some goods shipped to the region from other parts of the UK. Britain earlier this year unilaterally delayed some of those inspections, saying it needed more time to put systems in place to carry out the checks. The EU threatened legal action. Oh no! Tobe forgot to buy a lap chiong. This article is from from France 24 or AFP, and so this is very big news to them. They go quite into detail about the event. But now the two sides are sparring over the rules governing chilled meats, raising the specter of what British newspapers are calling... Raising the specter of what British newspapers are calling a sausage war. British officials are considering extending the grace period covering chilled meats to prevent the EU from blocking shipments of products such as sausages and ground beef on July 1st. So that is that's what's happening with the sausages between Ireland and the EU, Northern Ireland and the EU. They're keeping them chilled right now, but they are at a crossroads. Welcome, Raleigh. Welcome, welcome. All right. Keep on a rolling. Okay. Sorry, I had to get the silly story out of the way to kind of lighten things up a bit. Miraculous mosquito hack cuts dengue by 77%. Who's dengue? Oh, it's dengue fever. Cases have been cut by 77% in groundbreaking trial that manipulates the mosquitoes that spread it. They used mosquitoes infected with miraculous bacteria that reduce the insect's ability to spread dengue. The trial took place in Yogyakarta City, Indonesia, and is being expanded in the hope of eradicating the virus. The World Mosquito Program team says it could be a solution to a virus that's gone around the world. Few people had heard of dengue 50 years ago, but it has been a relentless, slow-burning pandemic, and cases have increased dramatically. In 1970, only 9 countries had faced severe dengue outbreaks. Now there are up to 400 million infections a year. Ugh, sorry. My allergies are not happy with me. The trial used mosquitoes infected with Wolbachia bacteria. One of the researchers, Dr. Katie Anders, describes them as naturally miraculous. Wolbachia doesn't harm the mosquito, but it camps out in the same parts of its body that the dengue virus needs to get into. The bacteria compete for resources and make it much harder for dengue virus to replicate, so the mosquito is less likely to cause an infection when it bites again. The trial used 5 million mosquito eggs infected with Wolbachia. Eggs were placed in buckets of water in the city every 2 weeks, and the process of building up an infected population of mosquitoes took 9 months. Yogyakarta, which split into 24 zones, and the mosquitoes were released only in half of them. The results, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, showed a 77% reduction in cases and an 86% reduction in people needing hospital care when they were released. It's very exciting. It's better than we could have hoped for, to be honest, Dr. Anders told the BBC. The technique was so successful, the mosquitoes have been released across the whole city, and the project is moving to surrounding areas with the aim of eradicating dengue in the region. Dr. Anders, who is also the director of impact assessment at the World Mosquito Program, said this result is groundbreaking. So, this is really neat. This is really exciting. The trial is a significant landmark after years of research, as the species of mosquito that spreads dengue, Aedes aegypti, is not normally infected with Wolbachia. So, wow. Dengue. Is it dingy? Dengue. I always heard it called dengue. Dengue fever and the sleeping sickness were the two that I always heard together. All right. Well, what else is happening? Well, it can't all be good news, you know, because this is sad news to me. This is news to me, a.k.a. sad news to me. And so let's go ahead and talk about Palestine. Israeli forces kill a Palestinian officer in undercover mission. Israeli forces have shot dead at least 3 Palestinians, including 2 Palestinian Authority military intelligence officers, in a pre-dawn raid in the city of Jenin in the occupied West Bank, Palestinian authorities said on Thursday. The Palestinian Health Ministry identified the 2 officers as Adam Yasser Alawi, 23, and Taisir Issa, 32, the Palestinian Wafa news agency reported, adding the 3rd victim was Jamil al-Amuri, who had been imprisoned in Israeli jails. Another Palestinian officer, Mohammed al-Bazour, 23, was critically injured during the Israeli undercover mission and has been moved to an Israeli hospital, according to Wafa. An online video the Associated Press has appears to show Palestinian officers taking cover behind a vehicle as gunshots are heard in the background. One shouts that they are exchanging fire with Israel undercover forces. Israeli media reported that Al-Amuri was a former prisoner and member of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, but this is yet to be confirmed from Palestinian officials. So, very wild times indeed. It is a spokesman for the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned what he called a dangerous Israeli escalation, saying the three were killed by Israeli special forces who disguised themselves as Palestinians during arrest raids. The spokesman, Nabil Abu Rudaina, called on the international community and the United States to intervene to halt such attacks. So, Israeli forces frequently carry out raids in the occupied West Bank. On May 25th, Israeli forces killed a Palestinian during one such raid near Ramallah. So, we'll see what's going on here. But any escalation of violence in Palestine or Israel is bad news for the world, for sure. Sorry, allergy fight. Okay, oh my gosh.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
You can't take a break right now because, duh, you started so late. I got 99 problems and Git got me one more. All right. 350,000 people in famine conditions in Ethiopia's Tigray. Some 350,000 people in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region are facing catastrophic food shortages, according to an analysis by the United Nations agencies and aid groups. There is famine now in Tigray, UN Aid Chief Mark Locock said after the report's release on Thursday. The number of people in famine conditions is higher than anywhere in the world at any moment since 250,000 Somalis lost their lives in 2011. Locock said 2 million more people were just a step away from those extreme conditions and lamented the fact that some of the key UN agencies seeking to tackle the crisis have essentially no money. The warning came as the United States and European Union issued an impassioned plea for greater international efforts to tackle the crisis in a region where more than 90% of the population need emergency food aid. So, very, very sad indeed. But hey, just know, you can read more about it if you want. I just don't have the, reserves to read much more or go over much more about the suffering. There's hundreds of thousands of people dying there. Okay, we talked about Sudan yesterday. Oh, you know what we should do? We should play a song, but you know what? We're going to play a short one. How do you find a short song? Well, that's easy. You just look up a punk band and or a band that does short songs. Oh, shucks. The only rage stuff I have is too long. Too long. Too long. I know. What about? Oh, those all suck. How about, who's another band? Doot, doot, doot. Oh, I know. Let's do... Who was it? I saw them in concert. It's hard getting old because I'm remembering a concert that was 20 years ago. And I'm like, oh no, I was a little high at the time. Oh, let's try that. Here. Alrighty, here's a song called Too Drunk to Fuck. Shout out to SMJ for a song suggestion.
I like the stories. I love the gun. Shoot an advertisement. I love the world of fun. But in my room, wish you were dead. You fall like a baby in a razor head. I do the run to fuck. I do the run to fuck. fun. We took a run so far. Too drunk, too fun. I said stop the hit, hell. Too drunk to fun. I'm about to drop. My head's a mess. It makes it worse. Take out your fucking retainer and put it in your purse.
The Non Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Oh, that is 100% correct. This is a Non Radio powered by SDF. If you're not a member, SSH over as new. That's NEW at SDF.org, and you can get a new account. Oh, yeah, that is right. It's good times. Good times, great oldies, all the fun. I've got some fun headlines for you. We'll try and keep the sadness to a minimum because, like I said, I just don't have a lot of that energy right now. So, let's see. Let's just do a few small ones that are kind of sad. Germany is rejecting calls to make reparations for genocide. Nearly half a century after the genocide in Namibia, Berlin Wednesday rejected calls for reparations from Namibians over colonial-era killings. In May, for the first time, Germany recognized that it had committed genocide against indigenous Herero and Nama people between 1904 and 1908. There have been calls for reparations from countries including Greece and Poland over Nazi-era massacres. As part of the deal with Namibian negotiators, after 6 years of talks, Berlin offered a financial program of 1.1 billion euros, saying the sum it was offering was on a voluntary basis and not for reparations. The sum will be paid over 30 years and must primarily benefit the descendants of the Herero and Nama, says Berlin, who found the negotiations questionable since the very beginning. So, ooh, I don't know what a halloumi burger is, but seems like good times. Lots of people talking about it in calm. Ooh, oh no! 3 whole pot pies? Ugh. Bertoli makes a prepared pasta dish thing. You just cut the top off, dump it in a skillet, and in 10 minutes it's done. It's a beautiful thing. I like it. It's faster than pot pies. But yeah, that's a bummer that you lost them. I am a frozen food connoisseur, if you will, as a bachelor for many decades. So, all right, let's stop talking about that, and let's talk about some food law or food news. Yes, that's right. What food news? That's right. Check it out. South Africa expels Lesotho diplomats over sale of illicit alcohol. Lesotho said Thursday that several of its diplomats had been expelled from South Africa over the illicit peddling of duty-free alcohol. The Foreign Affairs Ministry in Maseru said South Africa had given the diplomats and their families 72 hours to leave the country. South Africa had taken the decision because the diplomats violated laws, specifically the illicit trade in duty-free alcohol. South Africa media reported that cash-strapped Lesotho diplomats had been bringing alcohol into the country without paying duty and then reselling it at bars and restaurants. So, don't smuggle in alcohol into South Africa. They take that very seriously. On the other side, Kenya's authority to begin crackdown on unregistered potato dealers. Potatoes? That's right, potatoes. Illicit potatoes. You might soon get yourself arrested if you're an unregistered dealer in Irish potatoes in Kenya. Kenya's government announced Wednesday it had launched a massive crackdown to apprehend unregistered Irish potato dealers countrywide. According to Kenya's Ministry of Agriculture, any dealer of said crop, whether they are the transporter, trader, warehouse, collection center, importer, or exporter, who is not registered, will either pay a fine of SH 5 million or 3 years imprisonment or both. The Irish potato regulations were gazetted on December 2019 and thus became law. In this regard, there will be sensitization exercise on June 8, 2021, and therefore enforcement will start immediately. Be notified, therefore, that anyone who contravenes the law will be arrested and arraigned in court. Also punishable in the list are those found processing a scheduled crop without a license, obstructing crop inspection, and improper packaging, storage, and grinding. The notice also states that selling and buying of Irish potatoes for home consumption may be done through a collection center, medium, or a designated market. So, so yeah, this is just wild. I don't know what it's. They're specifically Irish potatoes. The regulation applies with respect to Irish potatoes produced and marketed in Kenya and imported or exported into and out of Kenya. So, it's very specific to Irish potatoes. I'm not sure why, but there you go. Oh, man. We're running out of time. I wish I had come faster, gotten on the air sooner. But, hey, we got to talk about sausage wars, potatoes, illicit potatoes, alcohol smuggling. What else could we talk about? Oh, that's right, McDonald's. McDonald's BTS meals. Indonesia branches forced to shut down due to high orders. What? Oh, my goodness. Complete and utter chaos, or at least that was the experience of a number of Indonesian branches of McDonald's, found themselves so swamped with demand for the newly launched BTS meal. Indeed, so many were ordered, the meal inspired by the Korean boy band, that there were fears it could cause a new COVID hotspot. We temporarily closed 4 of 6 McDonald's stores here in Semarang for a couple of days, Fajar Purwoto, the Indonesian city's public order agency, ahead said, according to news agency AFP. I don't want Semarang to be in the COVID-19 red zone again. To the uninitiated, this may seem a bit of an overreaction to a meal consisting of 10 chicken nuggets, chips, a Coke, and 2 sauces, but that is underestimating the enormous pull of the 7-member K-pop phenomenon that is BTS. Their last single, Butter, broke global records when it premiered last month, while they beat superstars like Taylor Swift to be named best-selling album of 2020. So, holy cow, just like that, BTS and McDonald's, we just had a whole food, we had food and alcohol-based news today, except for a couple of, you know, small bits of genocide and murder, so that's pretty wild. Oh, and we have just a few seconds, so let me go ahead and be sure and mention this, Meat giant JBS pays $11 million in ransom to resolve cyber attack. That's right, we're starting and stopping with meat. The world's largest meat processing company paid the equivalent of $11 million in ransom to put an end to a major cyber attack. But, you know, with the price of Bitcoin down so low, they probably got a deal. Computer networks at JBS were hacked last week, temporarily shutting down some operations in Australia, Canada, and the U.S. Oh man, so many food stories I didn't even notice.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Please stick around for the Tobe and the Dubious Goals Committee. This was a lot of fun. Thank you. I really need this today. All right.
Seven, six, five.